Good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome to worship on this, the second Sunday in Advent. A special welcome to those who might be visiting with us today. If you are, we're glad to have you here. I'd like to begin with some prayer concerns, and I do have several of those. Please keep Sharon Alexander in prayer, along with Al and Betty Fogelman. Ellen Huffman is recovering from a procedure. Please continue to pray for Joyce McDonald, who is recovering from some congestive heart failure. Bill Chafin is dealing with the shingles, so please keep him in prayer. Jane Nesselrod she's currently at RMH being treated for pneumonia. So please keep Jane in prayer. Margie Moore is recovering from shoulder surgery, so please keep Margie in prayer. Then we've had some folks that have recently passed away. Nayeli Cruz, her graveside service was this past Thursday. That's the little two-year-old girl in the Cruz family, so please keep them in prayer. Kelly Owens' grandmother actually passed away yesterday, so please keep that family in prayer. Ronnie Duff has recently passed away, so we'll keep the Converse family, all of you, in prayer. This one you may not know. Yesterday, Fred Gibson passed away, so please keep Janet Lee and that whole family in prayer. I'll be meeting with them today. They probably will like to have the funeral for Fred sooner rather than later. So that could happen this week, but I'll get that information out to you all as soon as we have it. Other prayer concerns this morning. I know that was a lot. On a joyful note, Meredith and I are grandparents now. Thank you for your prayers for Zach and Sydney, and little baby Owen is doing well. Had a little bit of jaundice that they had to deal with, taking him back to the hospital after they had gone home, but they're all back home now and doing well, so thank you for that. Let us now prepare. Oh, before we do that, it is that most wonderful time of the year when I pass around our Acolyte and Crucifer schedule, all right? So please feel free, young and old, to put your name down and pick a date to be either the Acolyte and Crucifer. This chart begins January the 5th and will go through the month of April. So we'll pass it around this Sunday. If we need to pass it around again next Sunday, we'll get to do it again maybe. Or fill it up today, that'd be great. So I'll start that around. Let us now. I do have a birthday tomorrow, so yeah. 55, huh? I don't feel 55. Let us now.
Oh.
I did. I'm trying to move right through that. Now we'll prepare for worship.
Thank you.
I invite you to please stand and turn towards the cross as we begin with confession and forgiveness. We gather in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God of all mercy and consolation, come to the help of your people, turning us from our sin to live for you alone. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit, that we may confess our sin, receive your forgiveness, and grow into the fullness of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Let us now confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
By his coming, nurture our growth as people of repentance and peace. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated, and I invite the children to come and join me up here.
Good morning.
All right, Archer, did you bring something in the bag today? Let's see what you have. You think you have something in there? This looks really special. Is it? Yeah. What is that? So this, what is that? A snowman?
Yeah.
Yep. And then you open it up. Look at that. This is a musical snowman. How many of you ever make snowmen in your front yard or snow ladies? Yep. Do you? Yep.
Yep. I made one.
Yep. Now, do they make noise like this?
No.
No. So this is a really special thing. It kind of reminds me of us in a way, doesn't it? I know. Frosty the Snowman kind of reminds me of us because, like, when we stand still like this, is there music inside of us? Some of you are saying no, and some of you are saying yeah.
Yeah.
So is there music inside of you, Mason? What kind of music is it? Like rock and roll? Hmm? Game music? Okay. Parker, do you ever, like, just hum throughout the day? Like Christmas songs or anything? No? Yes? You like all songs? Okay. So how many of you hum throughout the day? Like Frosty? You know how the song goes? Frosty the Snowman. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. You don't know this song?
I do.
You do? Some of you do. Okay.
I do.
Okay. So do you ever like hum a hymn like we have in church? Have you ever caught yourself doing that? Yes? It's a beautiful thing because you know what? You know, God kind of puts a song in our heart, kind of like Frosty. God wants us to like hum things throughout the day if we feel happy. I know, it feels like he's going to blow up. I hope he doesn't. Is he okay? Okay.
Still good.
Okay, all right. How many of you out there hum a song, like a hymn, throughout the day? Anyone ever do that? Yep. So get this. When I had my first grandchild, was born on Tuesday, when I got word that they were getting ready to have the baby and I was driving to Charlottesville, I was actually humming a hymn. And I didn't realize it at the time, but it's a hymn we're actually going to sing today right before I read the gospel. It's Christ Be Our Light. You know, it's Christ Be Our Light. Shine in our hearts, shine through the darkness. I was singing that and humming that on the way to see my first grandchild be born. It was kind of cool. So I want us to remember as we go through Advent, we're going to get Christmas songs in our head or other songs. But when you hum them, know that that's good. God wants you to hum songs throughout the day, especially when they're songs about God and Jesus. All right? It's a good thing, and it makes us happy. All right, let's have a prayer. Lord, we give you thanks for the song that you place in our heart that we can hum throughout the day. We pray that it brings us joy, that it fills us with love, and it gives us your holy peace. In Christ we pray. Amen. All right, let's get this bag out. Okay, there you go. There you go. Archer. Archer, here's your snowman.
Yeah, I take that home.
Yeah, take that home.
Yeah, please, Mom.
Today's first reading comes from Isaiah, the 11th verse. 11. A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with a kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw for like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy all on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, and the waters cover the sea. On that day the root of Jesse shall stand as a signal to the peoples. The nations shall inquire of him, and his dwelling shall be glorious. Here ends the reading.
Thanks be to God.
What am I supposed to say? Thank you. Oh, well, I'm getting old. We read responsively Psalm 72. Give the king your justice, O God, and your righteousness to the king's son. That the mountains may bring prosperity to the people, and the hills in righteousness.
Let him defend the needy among the people, rescue the poor, and crush the oppressed.
May he live as long as the sun and the moon endure, from one generation to another. In his time, may the righteous flourish, and let there be abundance of peace, till the moon shall be no more.
Blessed are you, Lord God, the God of Israel. You alone do wondrous deeds.
And blessed be your glorious name forever, and may all the earth be filled with your glory. Amen. Amen. Second reading comes from Romans, the 15th chapter. Whatever was written in former days was whatever was written in former days was written for our instructions, so that by steadfastness and by the encouragement of the scriptures we might have hope. May the God of steadfastness and encouragement grant you to live in harmony with one another in accordance with Jesus Christ, so that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome one another, therefore, just as Christ has welcomed you, and for the glory of God. For I tell you that Christ has become a servant of the circumcised in behalf of the truth of God, in order that he might confirm the promises given to the patriarchs, and in order that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy, as it is written. Therefore, I will confess you among the Gentiles and sing praises to your name. And again, he says, "Rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people." And again, "Praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and let all the people praise him." And again, Isaiah says, "The root of Jesse shall come, the one who rises to the rule of the Gentiles. In him the Gentiles shall hope. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of his Holy Spirit." The word of the Lord.
Gospel according to Matthew, the third chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. In those days, John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness of Judea, proclaiming, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." This is the one of whom the prophet Isaiah spoke when he said, "The voice of the one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight." Now John wore clothing of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locust and wild honey. Then the people of Jerusalem and all Judea were going out to him and all the region along the Jordan, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers! Who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit worthy of repentance. Do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our ancestor.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and will gather his wheat into the granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. I'll be right back. Now, since this is such a busy time of the year, I thought it'd be fun to start out this morning by talking about everything that we have to do before Christmas, okay? So this is going to be our Advent to-do list. Think about all the things we have to get ready for before Christmas. Okay, come on, start shooting them out to me. I'm going to write them down. Cleaning. Cleaning. Huh? Shopping. Decorating. That's a good one.
Sewing.
Decorating. What'd you say? Selling?
Sewing.
Oh, sewing. Sewing.
Baking.
Huh? What else? Bible study. Christmas parties. Christmas parties. Caroling. Caroling is next Saturday. Thank you, Louise. What else do we have?
Exams.
Ugh. Wrapping presents. Oh, Christmas cards is a good one. Christmas cards.
Getting ready for Jesus.
Getting ready for Jesus.
Naughty or nice.
Naughty or nice. You have to think about that, don't you, right? Have I been naughty or have I been nice? What about travel? Yep, there's travel. Yep, what else we got?
Making ornaments.
Ornaments, making ornaments. Today, right? Making ornaments.
Expenses.
Huh?
Expenses.
Taxes are due like December, right? Yeah. Taxes. Huh? Okay. Some of us are late. So, you look at this list, it's a pretty good list. We have a lot of busy and things to do before Christmas arrives, but I'm noticing the one thing that is not on our to-do list for Advent is the number one thing that John the Baptist tells us we need to do. Repent. Repent. You didn't put on the list. Why do we not put repentance on the list of to-do things for the season of Advent? Well, maybe because repenting sounds a little scary. Maybe it's just the way John the Baptist says it. You brood of vipers! Right? We don't like that. We don't like being called snakes. Maybe it sounds scary because it means we have to think about those sinful things that we've done or those things that we've left undone. To come clean before God and say we're truly sorry. And then, maybe the hardest part of all, is to change. To get rid of all those sinful things that get in between you and your Creator. Now, it's true that all of those things are a part of repentance. Coming clean, being sorry, and changing our habits. But that is not the primary purpose of repenting. The primary purpose of repenting is realizing that we need God in our lives and that we cannot do this ourselves. Yes, we should try to do better. Yes, we should take a hard look at the sin in our lives and how damaging that is. But we will never be totally free from that sin this side of eternity. And I think this is where God views repentance differently than we do. You see, repentance really means turning to God over and over again with the assurance that we are loved just as we are, but we are loved way too much for God to leave us there. We turn, we grow, and the deepest part of our soul realizes just how dependent we are on Christ, who not only takes away the sin of the world, but the sin deep within us. So when we hear this reading on the second Sunday in Advent, and you start to get a little squirmy in the pew, you know, you brood of vipers, bear fruit worthy of repentance, it can sound scary because it means changing us. But I think God sees this in a whole different way. God sees repentance as something beautiful. Yes, it means turning and changing us, but that's not a bad thing. It's a holy thing that draws us closer to the one who gave us breath in the first place. It's a holy thing that moves us to respond in faithful and fruitful ways. Yes, we have a lot of stuff on our Advent to-do list. But how would all of that look different if we added repentance and put it at the very top of the list? What if we welcomed repentance as an opportunity and looked forward to it each and every day? To be renewed, to be changed, to be turned to the holy. You know, what if we didn't view it as being scary, but embrace the idea and the reality that God is leading us to so much more than just what's on here? What if we welcomed repentance with a joyful and open heart? Repentance, in the eyes of God, is so much bigger than just being sorry. It's how we grow. It's how we become. So I'm going to end with an example. Everybody knows what this is, right? Huh? What is this?
Praying hands.
That's what you think. So when Jake, my youngest son, was about six, he came into my office at the church and he said, "Dad, why do you have a pair of clapping hands on your desk?" So I smiled at my son and I said, "Well, I'll tell you why." Noel, stand up and hold that up there for me. Hold that up. "I'll tell you why I have clapping hands on my desk, Jake. It's for me to remember to praise God each and every day for all that we have." How about that sunrise this morning, huh? Way to go, God, right? How about those beautiful trees in the autumn? Woo! Come on, give it up for God. You know, give praise to God every morning. How about that beautiful new baby? Yeah. And then, when God turns us to feed the hungry. When God turns us to remember the forgotten. When God turns us to lift up the poor. When God shows us that there is so much more than just what is on your list, but remembering what's on God's list for you. That's repentance. Amen. I'm done, Aaron.
Thank you.
Trusting in the promises of God, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty,
creator of heaven and earth.
I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord,
who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Keeping awake as we watch for Christ, let us pray for the Church, the world, and all in need. God of promise, your reign has come near. Call your people to the way of repentance and inspire your Church to bear fruit in the world through acts of faithful service. Lord, in your mercy. God of creation, we pray for the wolf and the lamb, the lion and the calf, and all species whose lives are intertwined. Repair and preserve ecosystems, that all life on earth may be sustained. Lord, in your mercy. God of the nations, teach those with power and privilege to serve the vulnerable. Give to all leaders wisdom and understanding, counsel and might, and a heart of compassion for the world you so love. Lord, in your mercy. God of the poor, set tables of abundance in all places where hands are empty, where stomachs ache with hunger, and where hearts and minds suffer pain. Feed and heal all who are in need. Lord, in your mercy. God of hope, renew in your people all joy and peace in believing, especially those facing anxiety, depression, or alienation. Guide this community of faith to welcome one another just as Christ has welcomed us. Lord, in your mercy. God of the suffering, we pray for all who are sick and need your love and care. We especially pray for Madeline, Janice, Ruth Ann, Junior, Ronnie, Helen, Patty and Bill, Aubriana, Mike, Dave, Barbara, Sharon, Ellen and Melvin, Joyce, Al and Betty, Parker, Bill, Jane, and Margie. God, Lord, in your mercy. God of eternal life, you promise to take away our sin and gather us in your care forever. We give thanks for those who now rest from their labors on earth, freed from pain and the power of death. We especially remember those who have recently died and their families: Fred Gibson, Kelly Owens' grandmother, Nayla Cruz, Ronnie Dove. Lord, in your mercy. You hear the cries of our hearts, O Lord. Fill us with hopeful expectation that in each day and hour we may love and serve our neighbors. In Jesus' name, amen.
The peace of Christ be with you always.
Awesome.
Let us share that peace with one another.
Of creation sings for joy. The God.
Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love, through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Holy, mighty, and merciful Lord, heaven and earth are full of your glory. In great love, you sent to us Jesus, your Son, who reached out to heal the sick and suffering, who preached good news to the poor, and who on the cross opened his arms to all. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And then again after supper, he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Christ.
And now the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. God of abundance, with this bread of life and cup of salvation, you have united us with Christ, making us one with all your people. Now send us forth in the power of your Spirit, that we may proclaim your redeeming love to the world and continue forever in the risen life of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
This morning during the prayer announcements, I guess I had so many to mention. There was another one that I forgot to tell you about, and that was Dave Foley. So they've lost yet another brother in that family. So please pray for the whole Foley family with that.
Just a reminder to the youth, if you would meet with us over in the overflow for just a few minutes before you take off Christmas shopping. Thank you.
I have to announce the Esther Group at Joyce McDonald's tomorrow, and I have a surprise for you here in a little bit.
Okay.
Do you know whose birthday is tomorrow?
Yes, you already sang.
Did they sing? Oh, yes. Did I miss that?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, okay, good. No? Okay. Thanks be to God.